This is Disrupting Recruitment, a podcast focused on moving recruitment from a reactive to a proactive state. We talk to experts as well as recruitment marketers living it day to day to learn how to improve inbound as well as outbound and other recruitment marketing strategies. And it all starts now. All right, so here we are as we kick off 2023 of Disrupting Recruitment with Nicole and Rick from Shazami. And if you have not seen or heard of this product, you definitely have to check it out. It is like Canva for career sites, amazing technology. And since at Candidate Hub, we like to focus on converting candidates and optimizing applicant conversion rates, we thought who better to have on the podcast than experts in career sites. So welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brad, so much for having us. We're very excited to be talking with you.
Yeah, I'm excited about this episode. So why don't you guys just quickly introduce yourselves and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes.
So I will start. Nicole Clark, co-founder of Shazami, along with Rick. Very passionate about the recruitment marketing space and helping our clients be more successful. Constantly frustrated by the wasted money in this industry where people are spending money trying to solve problems and they don't even have, you know, the foundational pieces in place to make them successful in the first place. So love educating and have a real passion for the space and website technology and also helping people build solid foundations to be successful online.
That's funny. One of my favorite marketing quotes is, and I can't even remember who said it, but it's I'm wasting half of my marketing dollars. The problem is I just don't know which half.
So true. And we've got to solve that. It's easy now, but it's a good one actually.
Yeah.
So Rick Murray, co-founder of Shazami, live in Sydney, Australia, been in the recruitment technology space for 14 years now. Very passionate about making sure that recruitment brands are very much like e-commerce stores where everything just works. And luckily enough, we had a chance to relaunch with Shazami about 2 years ago, and we have sort of taken the world bit by storm because we are so far ahead of the game. It's really putting smiles on people's dials. So very, very happy with where we are and glad to be on your podcast.
I love what you said there about bringing the e-commerce store experience to career sites. And we're really big believers in that. And in our last episode, we were talking, I think it's really important in today's day and age to personalize that experience for candidates. We talk a lot about candidate experience and candidate journey, but I don't feel enough has been done to improve that process. But, with technology like yours and technology like ours, step forward in providing that personalized experience and driving optimization towards converting more potential candidates into applicants. So I'm curious, where did the idea of Shazami come from? The idea of making a Canva-like product for career sites?
Yeah, good question. So Rick mentioned we have been doing this many, many years, recruitment website technology, and Shazami was born really out of a frustration on behalf of our clients where it was very difficult to do things. Like, you needed to know coding, and as we know, most recruitment agencies, they're not technologists, they're doing what they do, which is recruitment. And even the marketers that we found in this space that were employed in these agencies didn't necessarily know recruitment, but they knew marketing. And we knew that we needed to give the world a platform for recruitment websites that was so easy to use that anyone could do it. All of us here, and I could never have added a website on the past tech that's out there at the moment. until we started Shazammy, being able to drag and drop and create as many job boards as you want and create landing pages and campaign pages all within minutes, and sort of backed up. One of the things we'd seen in the industry is not only was the technology very difficult and hard to use, you had to keep paying developers to create things for you. The support was always lagging as well because it was so cumbersome that the technology platforms would have so many tickets coming in, they couldn't keep up. And the responses were slow. So we installed 24/7 chat support. So we just really wanted to turn what we know is clunky and old and lethargic into something that's very vibrant and progressive, where people can now take control of their brand and evolve it rather.
So well, you mentioned drag and drop, you know, even WordPress is clunky and hard to use as WordPress is, have drag and drop builders. So, you know, how does that differentiate using a, you know, a page builder on a WordPress site?
Yeah, so you're right. WordPress has lots of drag and drop builders, but I guess the difference that we've done is we've created widgets specifically for recruitment. So we've got over 160 widgets, about 200 different sections like Canva, where everything is connected. So imagine that you just drag a job board onto the page and you say, well, I want to show these fields. I want the search to work this way. I want the colors to be this way. That is not possible with WordPress. They operate very differently. You still need to code manually the way you want it to look. So in theory, yes, drag and drop has been around for a long time, but it hasn't been applied the way we applied, where someone can just turn fields off and colors on and configure a individual widget there and then on the website. And it goes much deeper. You know, we can add unlimited job boards to a site and have them filter by city, state, work type, anything that is in the job we can filter by. So you can imagine we're like a lolly shop where you can just find hundreds and hundreds of different options to configure your site. Now, that really starts to turn when people want to build a digital brand. So we've got clients now that have totally gone out on their own, off-piste. We hardly hear from them, but you go to their site and they've built all sorts of marvelous things. They may have added a shop to it to sell consulting or CV writing. They may have added an advent calendar for Christmas, where it flips cards and goes to landing pages with offers. Some people run competitions, top dog competition. Like there's nothing that is not possible, but it all is linked back to converting, turning them into applicants, knowing where the applicants come from, and then pushing it into the ATS. So it is, you know, much bigger, but it starts with and the customer.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right with WordPress and stuff like that. It says drag and drop, but as soon as you try to do anything off script, it gets really difficult. And I think recruitment really has the opportunity to become a bit of a revenue center with the proper technology. You know, people who have visited your career page, you know, send them thank yous, coupons for your store, your restaurant, you know, things like anything in retail or hospitality. Like, there's such an opportunity to use your products in your career site and some sort of marketing automation technology to reward people for coming in and learning about your brand and applying to careers and that sort of thing. So what's the feedback been like with your existing users? You know, it seems like you guys are really sort of taking off this year.
Yeah, so we're up to nearly 300 instances of Shazammy now, and people are loving it for the things that we spoke about. You know, it's so easy to use. They can now be proactive. They can create landing pages. So in the situation that you're talking about, you know, being able to create a landing page for each of your restaurants or each of your recruitment agencies or whatever it is, and turning that into a QR code that we can use on advertising, on receipts, on windows, on tables, so that when people scan it, they go directly to a landing page. I think landing pages, especially when we look at careers, are so underutilized because, as we know, it's about what do they land on, and when they land there, is it compelling to convert and to inquire or apply? So they're loving it due to that. The slicing and dicing that Rick mentioned of the job boards as well, you know, now being able to create as many job boards as you want built for purpose. The feedback that we're getting is amazing. Just they've gone from something that's static and very inflexible to something that can be updated and modernized. And you keep evolving your brand, which is so important when you're in recruitment.
And I think one of the biggest one I mentioned earlier is the happiness of our customers. So having done this for a long time, knowing the industry intimately, we know that there's definitely a love-hate relationship in the industry with their website providers. And that's primarily for all the reasons we mentioned, that it's hard, it's costly, frustrating. We've really turned it into a love-love relationship where they just, we show them how to use a technology that's designed for this industry. So pretty much everything is possible. And if it's not, we'll show them how to, or we'll change a widget. So it really has totally changed the dynamics with our clients. And that's been the biggest change, I think. If you sum everything up, that is one of the biggest changes.
You know, clients, colleagues in the industry, you know, various people who have used some of the big players in the market like Phenom and Jobvite, and you know, I constantly hear about frustration, and especially around landing pages. So like, you know, I think landing pages are extremely underutilized in recruitment. We so often you know, everything's driven to either a LinkedIn job ad or an Indeed job ad or, you know, the main career site, and then hope they find the job, or just the job posting on the career site. Like, you know, if you're doing a campaign, you know, we talk about e-commerce. Okay. So if I was doing an e-commerce campaign to try to sell a specific product, I would have a landing page built around that product, around an offering, you know, all that kind of stuff, and drive people to there because that's optimized to convert. So, you know, this is something that's missing a lot in recruitment. And I think part of the reason is because some of the other big giants in the career site builder make it really difficult to create one-off landing pages, and or you just can't do it at all without getting tech involved and spending 10 grand on a landing page, and who wants to do that? So, you know, hats off to you guys for making that so much easier. I know, like, I love the Canva for career page reference because, you know, I'm a big fan of Canva and I do everything in Canva, and it almost feels like I've become a designer, even though I know I'm not, not even close. But, you know, I did something the other day and I sent it to one of my colleagues, and he was like, very impressive. And I was like, oh, I'm almost becoming a designer, but it's totally the tools, not me. You know, other than the issue we just talked about, you know, what you would think maybe one of the number one issues facing career sites.
From my opinion, and Rick, you might want to add to this, I think it's exactly what you said. People see it as, especially when we're talking career sites, that it's just a job board. But, you know, at the end of the day, candidates now are a lot smarter. The talent is trying to find a home where they love where they work. And that needs to be portrayed to get the right talent applying for jobs in your organization. You need to make sure that they're on the same page as you, that they're going to fit in, that they understand the EVP, so that you're getting a good fit of talent that's going to stick with you and understand your brand. I think it's too light on. And once again, those landing pages really help display, you know, put video on there so people can see a day in the life of, have the CEO give a message about why they're looking for this new talent. give insights into the role with other people talking about it. Video, I think, is underutilized as well as these landing pages to really talk about opportunities in an organization. And then I know we said one, but the biggest one is you need to be found in the first place. If your recruitment website or career site can't be found when people are looking for jobs in the industry where you have jobs, something needs to be done. You need help with
add to that just a couple of points. The other thing is that we've sort of spoken about already during this podcast is the ability to make changes. So our concept, and we've seen this in the past, people buy a website, stays the same for 3 years. They have been frustrated for 3 years because they can't make any changes. If they tried to, it takes 7 days and costly, et cetera. Now, the biggest change is that any second of the day, they can hop in and make changes. And they can never make a mistake because it takes continual backups. They can roll back. They can hop on chat. It is now, and we've turned it into a living, breathing piece. And that's been the big difference that I've seen. The clients that have been so frustrated have now just shot ahead. Their brand has come alive. They're promoting it everywhere. They're doing everything that we're talking about here, creating landing pages, creating client pages, creating experiences that are only common on e-commerce exchange.
It's funny how we keep coming back to that e-commerce thing, but I don't know who it is that I saw this from. And if you're listening and it was you, I stole this and I'm sorry, not sorry. We need to consider potential candidates as job shoppers today, not job hunters. They're job shoppers, and they very much are shopping for jobs. And what I mean by that is they are doing as much, if not more, research looking at jobs as they do when they're buying a house or buying a car or you know, I mean, it is a major life decision. And so when they're looking into a potential new career or considering, do I want to stay here? You know, what else is out there? They are looking at, you know, social responsibility. They are looking at culture. They are looking at who's working in the company. They want to know who they're going to be working with. They want to know what challenges that company is facing, which is, you know, something that companies never share is this is the challenge that we're facing. But, you know, I want to be able to solve that challenge, right? So if I may have solved that challenge before and I can do it for another company, that's going to attract me. So we need to be open about some of the things that we're trying to accomplish and struggling with. And, but they're very much job shoppers. They're making informed decisions and being very selective of where they buy.
Totally yeah. Agree.
Appcast, according to Appcast, they say that 92% of potential candidates who visit a job site leave without finishing an application. So 92% abandon rate. What do you guys think of that number? Are you seeing anything similar to that? Is that something you guys are tracking?
I think Appcast does mix up staffing and corporate career sites. So the number is probably heavily skewed with the high percentage on corporate career sites, which we know are typically bad. And if we come back to one of the comments you made that candidate experience has been thrown around for 10 plus years, but the corporates who use the big ATSs are the ones that have never really addressed it. It's the staffing firms that mostly have addressed it because the application process needs to be fast and smooth and reasonably quick. So I think that statement is partly right, but we see this more happening more as a result of the corporate career sites, a very complex path where you have to register, where you have to answer 5 pages of questions that have, you know, your ACSs that are forcing you down. And then at the end of it, you come out, feel like you've been in the ring with Mike Tyson and you're totally demoralized because you've just gone through, you know, 5 minutes of hell on a mobile potentially that should have been made easy. So I think it's partly right, but I think it's very much geared towards the corporate career side.
Also, I would say probably yes.
Yeah, definitely. And I was going to say that it's amazing how we see the job board and the job apply page and the job detail page being driven by the applicant tracking system. And often that's still not mobile optimized properly. So, you know, the experience, and I sort of implore everyone to try and apply for a job on their website to see how long it actually takes you, because it's staggering how long sometimes some of these applications are, and it should be so quick. Ask for more information after the person's applied. You can't miss a can.
I challenge C-level people to apply for jobs in their own company.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing for a recruiter to apply for it, but a recruiter can apply for it and go, yeah, you know what? I know this sucks. But for a CEO or a VP of talent to apply for a job in their own company
on mobile,
yeah. I think, because especially for them, where their time is so valuable, right? They're, you know, I think it would be eye opening. And I don't know how many people have to keep saying this, because you're not the first person I've heard say it, and I've said it before. I know tons of people that say it, but for the love of God, if you haven't applied for a job on your own career site in a while to try it, go fucking do it. Just do it. Like, get it over with and go do it. Try it, because you're going to see how bad your system is. And like, register to apply still. Like, I don't, you know, I think it was the ATS's way of saying, well, let's see if we can capture abandon rate. There's so much better technology out there now that you don't need to do that. And all you're doing is pissing off candidates. I saw somebody share a thing on LinkedIn the other day. It was a screenshot of, you know, you upload your resume and then it's asking you to fill in all of these details. And the guy was putting on my resume. And I'm like, I don't blame him.
True. No, it's true. And look, if you owned a restaurant and you joined it, as you know, we had a new chef join, would you not try out the food to see why you've only got 1%, you know, of your tables filled? It is almost insanity that that's what we're talking about here, that CEOs and head of talent don't do what we're talking about. Because if you had a restaurant, or if you had a hotel, if you had a store, you would be shopping it every month at a minimum, or every day, to make sure that you are delivering the quality to your audience that you need to make money.
The other one that drives me absolutely insane, I don't understand, and because, you know, you've got me on a bit of an ATS tangent now, why recruitment continuously feels the need to find new candidates instead of relying on the database of hundreds of thousands of candidates that they've probably spent millions of dollars on. To your point, Ray, like, if I owned a restaurant, I wouldn't be standing at the door going, no, sorry, you've already eaten here once, you can't come in. You know, I only want to serve new customers because I want to expand our market and I want to see what new customers think of us. So you've eaten here once before, you can't come in. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. And wasted money. It's the money that you're wasting trying to often attract back the same people that you've already got in your database is ludicrous. And I think a lot of people feel hamstrung because of going back to the experience thing, that they don't know how to solve or fix that problem. And, you know, technologies that are out there, obviously, you know, we're talking about what we do collectively, can solve this really quickly and easily. And open up lots of other opportunities. So I think, I read somewhere the other day, you know, you should be looking at a new technology at least every couple of weeks, know what's out there, know how you can solve problems. Don't just sit back and go, well, this is what we've got. You know, I may as well just sit here and create a terrible candidate experience. Start looking at different.
Most of all, if you are going to select a new technology, don't sign multi-year deals unless it's some back-end related where, you know, it's costing a lot to implement and to train people. products like ours should be, you know, either month to month or yearly at max, because the technology that we're delivering changes so quickly, and you don't want to be suffering at the most important front end parts of your business because the vendor has let you down or can't deliver the solution.
Yeah, I can't imagine hamstring a customer in, you know, we can't deliver the solution they want, but they signed a 3-year deal, so tough shit.
Yeah.
But to me, like, your database of applicants, a good tool to revive that data, send out, like, put them into email marketing campaigns and drive them to, oh my gosh, a landing page, you know, to bring them up to date on things that have happened in your company. You know, like, there's so many creative campaigns that you could do with existing candidate data to keep it fresh at all times and see who's engaged with your opportunities. And, you know, if you can increase your hiring by even 20 or 30% doing that, that's free money.
Yeah, exactly.
So speaking of, you know, optimizing for, improved candidate conversion and application completion, how can career sites get better at doing this? Like, what's missing for most career sites to optimize for that conversion?
Look, I think the first step is don't make them register to apply. So still there are companies that make you register before you apply. The apply process should be as frictionless as possible. So we, you know, accept first name, last name, email address, and CV as the minimum required. If you don't want to add phone number, you can. If you want to add cover letter, you can. But that is the absolute minimum. We think that you should be able to apply as many times as you want using the process without then going, hey, we found you're here, please register now and apply further. So that certainly is a barrier we have removed, and we've spoken to a lot of people in the industry to find out what the best sort of approach is. And most people keep coming back. They just want it to be like, if you go and buy a pair of sneakers as a guest, just whacking your first name, email, and address and credit card, and that's it. And you can go and buy them as many times as you want without ever being asked to register. So I think that the concept of registration, as we mentioned earlier, seems to be an old school concept that you're trying to capture the details, but you're capturing them anyway because you're asking for the first name, last name, email address. So the only difference is a password. And in reality, who needs a password? And if they do want a password and see all the past applications, they can still do it. So making the whole process easy is what we're about. And we've seen a big change in the approach, because in the previous business, we did actually make people register, which now we've seen a massive increase in applications, especially on mobile.
Yeah. And I think it's also about creating, as we've already discussed, you know, it's no longer just about getting to a job and applying. You need to sell that job. You know, as we said, create those landing pages, you know, tell the bones about what this opportunity is going to be so that people are buying in to that job, which is our product, and they know what they're getting. I did see a great, it was done, a video that had been done by one of the transport companies around jobs for truck drivers. And they did a video and just said, you know, this is actually, in their words, you're going to get a burnt arm. Your right arm's going to, or your left arm, or whatever, whatever country you're in, is going to be burnt and get brown. And, you know, you need to be careful of skin cancers, and you're going to be sitting for a long time. And they told the actual truck driver's job brilliantly, so that, you know, if you're buying into becoming a truck driver, you know what you're in for. You're not expecting it to be all luxury.
We try to sell luxury when it's not, and candidates know it's not all going to be luxurious. There's going to be shit days. There's always going to be shit days, right?
Yep.
And so you need to just be honest about that. And video is a really good way to show your company, to show your culture for people to, especially if you're attracting a younger demographic, because there's so much in the video with, you know, TikTok and Instagram reels and Facebook Watch. That's all they do. They don't read posts. They just watch videos.
Yeah.
And it's so the same thing with job descriptions and job ads, like, you know, selling a job based on what you want, right? That's, let's be honest. That's what a job description is. It's all of the shit that I want from a potential candidate. And I'll put some fluffy stuff in there so the candidate makes it feel like I care about them. But like, I would never sell a car that way. Like, you know, this is the, like, it's just a list of features of the car, put it on the internet and hope people buy it. What the hell? But that's how we sell jobs. And if we think about it in that way, the people are job shoppers, not job hunters. We need to sell. We need to sell to them. And so we need creative, we need landing pages, we need, you know, the right technology to capture engagement, and we need the, you know, the right technology to optimize conversion, and we need to make sure it's a personal experience. And I mean, for the love of God, Amazon can personalize buying friggin' duct tape. Like, we have to be better at doing this. So, that's my two cents anyway. So listen, I really appreciate you guys coming on, and I look forward to future chats.
Sounds great, Brad. Thanks for having us, and very exciting. Love what you're doing.
Thank you.